My brother Ken, he found an unexploded incendiary bomb over my fountains. He brought it home. And us kids, when we came home from school at dinner time, we was throwing that against the curb out in the road to get it to go off. And it wouldn't go off. That evening, Ken took it upstairs and dropped it out the back window, and it went off, didn't it? Bang. And my father, he was only about 5 foot one tall, and every other house had a fire point, which was a bucket of sand and a bucket of water. Well, it's my next door neighbour who had the bucket. And my father, he jumped up, and between the houses we had a three-strand fence, you know, at about now. He leapt over that, picked these two buckets up, and run back, and leapt over again with still the buckets in his hand, and doused it there. And I can remember standing on the back doorstep because the flames going up to the roof, and I was absolutely screaming my head off, you know.
And what happened to the boy who dropped the firework, huh?
God, he got the hiding of his life, didn't he? Yeah. But he was the one who finished up on the tugs out in the Far East.